A group called Wisconsin Families Forward spoke out in Madison, Milwaukee, and Appleton because they don't like the governor's proposed cap on community care for children and adults with disabilities. Lawmakers will decide next week whether to approve those spending cuts. Sandra Schott is grandparent and guardian of a 17-year-old with Asperger's in Walworth County. He's been on her health insurance up till now, but she worries who will pay for his needs when he's an adult and whether he can avoid institutional care.
To make him a dependent member of society because we can't figure out how to take money from one place and put it towards something else is immoral and wrong.
Standing outside the state capitol at the Madison News Conference, Minority Leader Peter Barca recalled how he worked at a camp for children with disabilities years ago in Kenosha County. He opposes the freeze on family care and says it would inhibit plans for independent lifestyles where disabled persons hold down jobs if they're able.
All of them have the same goal in mind, which is the same goal we all have, which is to contribute in society and to lead a meaningful life.
Department of Health Services data shows Milwaukee County has the highest number of adults and children on a waiting list for long-term care. And in some counties, it's a long time before they can get service. On average, the wait for children in Forest County is 4 years. It's 5 years in St. Croix County. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.